Some of the topics that we learned about today include Kedashti es biti. A father is believed, while his daughter is still a ketana or a naira, to say that he married her off and accepted her divorce. However, harehi gedayla, if she's presently an adult, or nishbis, if he claims she was captured and possibly violated, and therefore forbidden to marry a kohen, he is not believed. Chalal lebas Yisrael. It is a machlekes if a woman becomes forbidden to marry a kohen through bia with a chalal, and whether their daughter is a chalala. In kedushin teisim b'chiv alavin, Rabbi Akiva holds that a marriage with a woman forbidden by a lav is not binding. Therefore, a child from such a union is a mamzer. It is a machlekes whether this applies to all chiv alavin and also to chiv aseh. Yesh li banim, yesh li ach. It is a machlekes if one is believed to change his wife's status regarding yibum by claiming he does or does not have sons or brothers. This may depend on whether mali l'shaker ke'edim oy chazaka. The rationale to believe someone who could accomplish their objective without a lie carries as much weight as witnesses or is merely an assumption. Shtei kitei banis. The Mishnah cites a machlekes regarding someone who has many two pairs of daughters from two wives and marries one of them off without clearly specifying which one. This depends whether machas inish nafshal isfeka, a person would use an ambiguous expression for any of its possible meanings or only for its most straightforward meaning.